Shake your body, baby, do that conga.
WCFW-FM Chippewa Falls, a Civic Media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. And more. 105.7
life, baby, I want something else. Not listening when you say
Serving Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 105.7 CFW. For fun music, 105.7 CFW.
Oh, thousand times a day and ask her if she'll marry me some old-fashioned way. But my silent fears have gripped me long before I reach the floor, long before my tongue has stripped me. Must I always be a hero?
Mike McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning, every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW. 1057 CFW.
Yeah. music in you.
80s, 90s, and more. All weekend long.
I can't quit listening.
This is 105.7 CFW.
She's my mom.
90s and more place in cyberspace. Download the Civic Media app. Look for CFW and stream us anywhere, anytime.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, college kids are smart about a lot of things, but there's one thing they need some help with: leaving college without any credit history. Too many of them are only using debit cards or cash, and those don't build credit. So they leave college with no credit history, which means no credit score, just when they need to rent an apartment or buy a car. And some employers are even checking credit scores these days. Now there's a solution: a credit card made for students. Student cards have a low limit and don't require a credit history. Now, like everybody, students should only use 10 to 15% of their credit every month and pay the card off on time. Then, when somebody's ready for the job market, they've got the credit they need to get the apartment and car that they want. This is exactly what my kiddo's going to be doing when she leaves for college in the next year or so. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellum fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire officially broke ground on its new science and health sciences building on Thursday. Officials expect that the new building will open in 2027, and it will feature new classrooms and labs, a rooftop greenhouse and observatory, and a nursing simulation lab. In addition to the new resources for students, the university and Mayo Clinic Health System have partnered to integrate Mayo's research operations with the school, giving students more opportunities to get hands-on experience. Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska attended this week's 3rd Congressional Democratic Primary District Forum in Platteville on Wednesday.
Last night, the three Democratic candidates for Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District shared their ideas at a forum held in Platteville. The forum featured repeated jabs against Republican opponent Derek Van Orden, including a round of applause when Eric Wilson called Van Orden, quote, unhinged and a bully. Wilson, Rebecca Cook, and Katrina Shanklin will be on the ballot in August in the Democratic primary. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather. I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some storms, then quite a bit of sunshine will develop, and that will warm us up pretty quickly. Lower 90s expected this afternoon on this Father's Day. Our heat index between 95 and 100. Winds a little breezy. More showers and storms tonight. Lower 70s, currently 80 degrees. CFW.
WCFW FM and WCFW HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.